The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, this is the minbar you are listening to. May Allah accept your mourning for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Today we invite you to listen to an English lecture by Brother Amin Rastani.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina. Wa habibi qulubina wa shafi'i dhunubina abil qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله. We can be sure we're getting it right if we are staying away from two things, inshallah, through Imam Hussein. Number one, Imam Hussein did what he did, gave his muhjah for Allah to save his servants, Allah's servants, from jahala, ignorance. And it doesn't necessarily mean ignorance versus knowledge. Sometimes you have knowledge, but you still have jahala. Jahl and jahala are different. Jahala can refer to negligence. Sometimes you even have knowledge, but you're not acting upon it. This jahala, Imam Hussein woke people up. He enlightened. He awakened. وحيرت الضلالة. Some people were bewildered, lost in misguidance. Imam Hussein showed them the way. There's another part. It says, وَقَدْ تَزَاوَرَ عَلَيْهِ مَنْ غَرَّتْهُ الدُّنْيَا وَبَاعَ حَظَّهُ بِالْأَرْضَ لِلْأَدْنَى وَشَرَى آخِرَتَهُ بِالثَّمَنِ الْأَوْكَسِ. So it's talking about those who went against Imam Hussein. What characteristics did they have? The characteristics they had was, it says, those who were seduced by this worldly life, who sold their share of reward with the lowliest and meanest, retailed their hereafter, in other words, sold their hereafter with the cheapest price, acted haughtily, it says here, perished because of following their desires. So all in all, if Imam Hussein, in a nutshell, gave his muhja, in a nutshell, the ones who went against him, their life, if you want to sum it all up, these were people who were just losers in the sense of not understanding the value of what they have in this life and selling their akhirah for what Allah has given them in this life, which is life itself. They sold everything of theirs for something that wasn't worth it. They sold their akhirah for what they have in this, for anything of this dunya. Whatever is in this dunya is going to perish eventually. So if I'm going to sell my akhirah, which is eternity, it better be worth it. These four lines here are making it clear that it wasn't worth it. So for us today, it's important for us, every time we are at that crossroad of wajib and haram, in a sense, we have a little tiny insy-wincy Karbala happening. Am I going to give whatever I have in the way of Allah, or am I going to sell akhirah? That share of akhirah, because of that sin at least, that much of my akhirah at least, am I willing to sell it for a low price? The ziyarah goes on, it talks about how Imam Hussein fought these enemies of Allah. جَاهَدَهُمْ فِيكْ صَابِرًا مُحْتَسِبًا. These sacrifices that we want to make, it's not like it's going to be sweet as honey. Unless we've reached a certain level of ma'rifah that we can say it's sweeter than honey, but who are we kidding? At the end of the day, it's going to be bitter. So it takes sabr. We have to understand that sabr is part of it. صَابِرًا, and we have to have the right perspective as well. مُحْتَسِبًا. Muhtasiba means that it comes from hisab, being calculative. If I have gotten the math correctly and understand that the akhirah is worth more than the dunya, it's going to be easy for me. It's going to be doable and feasible at least for me to make those sacrifices and not be like these people who sold their akhirah for their dunya. So Imam Hussein, he did what he did, صابراً محتسباً. صابراً means in practice he was patient, and intellectually speaking, he had the right outlook. He was doing hisab, calculating for himself, yes, this is worth it. The akhirah, if I am able to secure it for what I'm doing, then it's worth it. Ashura is going to be a day, it'll be over. Bibi Zainab 2 years later passed away. 100 years later we're going to die, whenever it is. If we're muhtasib, we say, okay, it's worth it because we figured it out. I'll end with this right here. It says, وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ أُمَّةً سَمِعَتْ بِذَلِكَ فَرَضِيَتْ بِهِ. That may Allah's curse be upon those who found out and heard about Ashura later on. And so when they heard about it, they were happy with it. They were okay with it. They were satisfied and pleased with it. Allahumma inna hadha yamun tabarrakat bihi banu umayyah wa hadha yamun farahat bihi alu ziyad. These people, some of them weren't there on Ashura, but when they heard about it, they were happy. And this goes back to that Quranic principle. The qawm salih, the people of salih, one of them hamstrung the camel of salih, but everyone paid the price because the rest were okay with it. And so also this is a wake-up call for us as well, that if we can't do anything about anything that's happening, the least is that we're not okay with it. The least is we take as many steps to prevent that as possible. Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thank Allah for allowing us. Although I speak for myself here, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy to be up here. But we thank Him for giving us this opportunity. Will we be alive next year for another Arba'een? God knows. It's a crazy world. One after another, our ulama are dying. Our relatives, friends, people we know. And so I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be here for next year Arba'een. Zunir, turn that off if you can, please. I don't know if I'm going to be here next year. And so all I know is right now I'm here and I will do dua that, oh Allah, allow me to experience Arba'een again in the haram of Imam Hussein, inshallah. Take things back to normal. Ala la'natullah ala al-qawm al-zalimeen. I'm going to end with these lines of poetry that I spoke about in the beginning. It says, Ya dam zavafa ya ashja'un nas ayat. Ya dam zavafa ya ashja'un nas ayat. Vaz chashm taram sudaya almas ayat. It says, I remember the loyalty of the most courageous of all people. As I remember him, my eyes, from them fall tears of diamond dust. Ayad bijahan agar Hussein digari. Hayat baradari chu Abbas ayad. If there's another Hussein that will come, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Never, never will a brother like Abbas ever come. Ala la'natullah ala al-qawm al-zalimeen. Wasaya'lamu al-lazina zalamu ayyamun qalabin yanqalibun.
Oh, Hussein, you'll live forever. To Allah, whenever I face troubles in my life, I close my eyes and see your shrine and call back every time. Oh, Hussein, you're the love of my heart. You are the light of my eyes. I swear to Allah, until my last breath,
I will remember Hussein.